We come from the net.
Through podcasts.
Through headphones.
Through speakers.
To this place.
Your ears.
Our format? Podcasters.
To watch and review.
To watch the show reboot.
Its episodes, old and new.
To defend you from your boredom.
Some say the listeners live outside the net and listen to podcasts for fun.
No one knows for sure, but we're gonna podcast anyway.
Welcome to Mainframe.
Hello and welcome back to Welcome to Mainframe, the podcast about Reboot, the animated series. And I am your host, Evan David.
And I'm John Mitchell.
And we're talking about episode 9 of season 1 of Reboot, which is a very interesting episode.
Yes.
It's Wizards, Warriors, and a Word from Our Sponsor. And it's interesting because I feel like this is like the darkest episode so far, or at least the creepiest.
Yes, there's many levels to this episode, yes. Quite literally.
So, all right, we open up with Bob. He's in his apartment. He's hiding. And Dot and Enzo are there, and they're wondering, Bob, why are you hiding? Is it megabyte? Is it hexadecimal?
No. It's worse. Much worse.
Yeah, the door opens, they turn, and they scream, and it's Mike TV. And this is a Mike TV-centric episode. I don't know if it's Mike TV or Mike the TV. I think it's Mike the TV, but I call him Mike TV.
Yeah, because that's from Willy Wonka, right?
Mike TV. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Clever. I didn't catch that. Okay. So Mike the TV won't stop advertising. He won't stop doing infomercials or whatever. It's driving Bob insane. He can't turn him off because the remote ran away.
And they're like, you wonder why.
So he does so many ads, I couldn't write down them all in time. But one of the ads is bucket of nothing. And it's just an empty bucket. And the catchphrase is this binome looking inside it. And he's like, it's nothing. So anyway, Bob's like, that's it. I'm going to dismantle you. And he gets glitched to turn into a screwdriver. And so I'm wondering, like, the levels of life here in Mainframe. Because we have the binomes. We have the sprites, which are Dot, Enzo, and Bob. Mm-hmm. And then maybe the viruses are sprite-ish.
Right.
They're viruses. But then we have Mike TV, who's an appliance. But still, maybe a living soul, and Bob's just going to dismantle him. So, questionable, Bob. That's all I'm saying right there. That's questionable. But anyway, so he's going to dismantle Mike, but before he can do that, warning, incoming game. And at this point, I realized this is the worst place to live, because you're just, it's Saturday night. You're chilling with a pop, and you know you're watching your Netflix, and then all of a sudden a game drops on your house,
and you're in the Coliseum fighting for your life,
and it's a life and death situation. If you lose this game, you're dead, or you're nullified. You're turned into a slug. So
yeah,
not a fun place to live. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the game that drops is a Dungeons and Dragons game, where it's a party of people. Like a wizard and a warrior and so on. And they have to go down deep into this dungeon, level upon level upon level, until they reach the golden chalice at the end. And the user is playing four characters, and they are the typical, you know, party that, and then when Bob and Dot and Enzo and Mike TV reboot, they turn into different members of a party as well. So Dot turns into a wizard, Enzo turns into an elf, and Bob, to his great surprise, turns into a thief.
To his horror,
yes.
He turns into a thief. Who's the warrior? And they're like, they look over and it's Mike TV.
Yes. And he does an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yes, Conan the Barbarian. And he's dressed like Conan the Barbarian, too. As much as a TV can be dressed like Conan the Barbarian. And Bob is missing a tooth, also. He's got a 5 o'clock shadow, or 7 o'clock shadow. It's pretty thick.
Right.
And
I feel like it got thicker throughout the game. I don't know.
I
feel like it wasn't that much at the beginning. All of a sudden, later on, very end, it's like, whoa.
Could be. So they're like, okay, Mike, no offense.
But you're not playing with
us. Yeah, we don't want you to come. And they say, file yourself here. Which means stay put.
And Bob tries to grab the sword, realizing then that the weapons have to stay with the
character. Right, yes. They can't use each other. And it's a cool effect when he tries to grab it. Like, the part where he... The part of the hilt that he tries to grab, like, kind of turns wispy
into smoke. Yeah, phases kind of through it.
They can't pick it up, so that's kind of neat. And so, but then, Mike TV is lamenting, and he's like, left alone by all my friends, my loved ones.
He turns into, like, Shakespeare or something. And then they're like, oh, fine, you can come. And
so then...
Then it begins.
Yeah, so then they're going, they have to go, they every level, they have to kind of answer a riddle from this talking gargoyle head. And then they can do the level. And so when they first see the gargoyle head, I'm gonna document every time this word is said.
Right.
Enzo says alphanumeric because that's his catchphrase. So, yeah, that's what happens there. And then they go in, and they're trying to find a way through this big door. And the running theme we're going to see through this episode is that the four of them have to work together. So right. Three of them try to push on the door. It does nothing. As soon as Mike TV pushes on the door, it opens up.
Goes sliding down the slide.
Yeah, it's like a sewer system. And then they're floating on this door. And I took some notes here. Dot figures out she has a map inside her wizard hat. And the map says that they are currently floating on the hopeless river of eternal imprisonment.
Very cheery.
Yes. And they're like, well, where does this river go? And she's like, it goes to the vicious pit of total oblivion. which is a giant infinite hole.
Right. Waterfall that goes in oblivion.
Yes.
And Bob manages to grab the ledge and everyone's hanging there.
Yes.
It reminds me of The Search for Christopher Robin.
The Winnie the Pooh movie?
Yeah. And then Donkey's at the top and
And then, he's holding on with his mouth.
What's Donkey Boy saying? I said, ouch.
Yeah, because he lets go with his mouth.
Let go of the rope, yes. The root or whatever.
So
they finally climb back up.
My TV does a William Shatner impression. He's like, how will our heroes survive this calamity?
And Dot's like, just climb.
So then they go to the next level. So then we start skipping through levels. So there's levels in this game that we're not seeing because we started on level one.
Go to like
and then we're like 16, at level 13 or something.
Six eventually.
Yeah. And it just keeps skipping levels. And so then we get to this one level and they're sneaking inside this room. And I took note here, the sneaking walking animations looked great.
Yeah. It looked normal.
I don't know. Yeah, no. You don't even notice it, which is a good thing. And so I'm wondering, like, man, they must have, like, took some tutorials or, like, mm-hmm. done some in-depth study of how to make the walk cycles look good in right. between. Because it's looking a lot better. So then they're all trying to sneak, and then Mike TV slams the door. They're like, Mike! That's another line that is repeated a lot.
Mm.
Mike!
Just what are you doing?
Over and over and over again. The suits of armor come to life in the room, and they're trying to fight them. Bob is like, prepare to taste cold steel!
With my butter knife!
Yes, he is armed with only a butter knife, so it's not his usual warrior character. Dot tries to use some magic, because she's the wizard character. She tries to use some magic on the suits of armor, and ends up making more of them.
Right.
But they're slightly smaller. So they were huge.
Two for the price of one.
Yes.
Pouring the mic.
There was two of them. She splits them into four, and now that they're like man size, because they used to be bigger. So then they're wondering what to do. They don't know what to do. And Bob's like, do the spell again. So Dot does it again, and she keeps doing it until they keep multiplying, but they get smaller every time, and then they're action figure size.
And then they're just stomping them.
Yes, which is brilliant. But one thing I did notice while during this scene is that the spell that Dot is saying is, I think they just used her same recording.
Oh, really?
Again and again and again. Yeah, okay. I don't think she did it more than once, or they didn't use it more than once.
And I noticed that one of the small guys hid behind like a corner, and I thought it was going to do something, but then it didn't.
So he just saved himself.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm out. Friends. I didn't notice that. That's funny. Okay, so then, oh yeah, and she also uses magic to zip up Mike's mouth with an actual zipper. Very Aladdin looking there. Yes. Okay, so then they get to, oh, in this is the same room, and there's multiple doors. They got to pick one, and of course, Mike's doing the Price is Right. You know,
Bob Barker.
Door number one.
And then they all just scream.
Oh yeah, they open one.
You don't see anything though. Yes, they slam it though.
They open the door. The camera is inside the door, looking out at the guys, and they're just screaming. And you hear horrible sounds from within the door. They shut it. You don't see anything.
I feel like this is a very episode really reflects what playing the 4-player video game co-op with your friends,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
because you always have the guy that's really good and the one that's kind of goofy or whatever, or just the different roles that you have with your friends,
yeah,
but then the one guy that's just not very good and you're like, Mike, what are you doing?
Well, there's the one guy who's not very good, and then there's the one guy who's just being a doofus,
right,
like Leroy Jenkins,
right, and then the two that like just constantly bicker because they're both good but like they don't agree on stuff or whatever.
Which one are you?
It depends on the game. Depends how good I am at it. Mm. I feel like I go between Bob and Enzo.
Nice. All right. So then, after they shut the door, the camera cuts and Enzo is in Mike's arms like a damsel. And he's like, get off of me. So then, yeah, then we start skipping more levels. We go to like level 35 or, yep, you know, so on and so forth. They go to a staircase, a spiral staircase, where there's a spider,
a giant spider.
And let me tell you, the spider looks fantastic. And the reason I know it looks fantastic,
because you hate
spiders. It's so creepy. Like, it is real enough to creep me out. And it's just yucky. It is a yucky thing.
And of course, Bob jumps to the rescue, but he's just sawing the web with his little
butter knife, which worked well, and the spider falls because he breaks the web. And one thing I noticed that while Bob is, he jumps on the spider, and then the web is swinging like a vine, kind of, with the spider on the bottom, and they attach the camera to the swinging web.
Oh.
And so it's like a GoPro is on a rope,
mm-hmm,
you know, and so it's another one of those shots that you could only do with computer animation, and they're really trying. They're really trying to utilize the format that they're doing this to make it stand out from the other stuff of the time.
Nice,
because you couldn't do this in 2D animation without it being very expensive, and it wouldn't look as good. Okay, so then the spider falls. When the spider comes out, this woman just starts screaming. And
yeah,
you think it's Dot. It pans from Bob to Enzo, then to Dot. Dot's not doing anything. Then goes over.
Mike.
It's clearly a woman screaming, but it's coming out of Mike's mouth. Mike does an Igor impression. Yes, master. Something like that. They skip more levels. They fight carrot soldiers. Because it goes from like traditional stuff to like really weird,
mm-hmm,
stuff like carrot shoulders. I did notice some editing timing issues with the gasping, because several times they're like pan to Dot's face and they show her, she's like just mouth agape and shocked.
Yeah.
And they just linger on a little too long.
Yes.
And it just kind of feels awkward.
And then there's like a fire breathing.
Oh, wait. Before that, so we keep skipping levels, and we just see them in unwinnable situations. Like, they're stuck on this one tiny ledge in the middle of a black void, and
Mike's hanging off the ledge, and they're arguing about, like, oh, if only you'd solve the riddle. But yeah.
And then it cuts away, and we never see how they get out of it. But they do get out of it, because, yes, then they go to this next hallway, and they're speeding through this hallway on a giant banana. And... And it's another great shot, because they've attached the camera to the banana. And so we're on it with them, and the hallway is just flying by like the Death Star trench run.
Yes.
And it's a great shot. Again, they're just really using the tech that they have. But then this giant, horrible white worm thing with a evil demon face who breathes fire comes out. And the images in this are really scary. I would not let my little kids watch this.
Yeah, this was a lot darker and more intense of a episode for sure.
Yeah, they would definitely. Well, like, I guess Hexadecimal's freaky too.
Yeah, she was pretty freaky when that episode happened. Yeah.
But this stuff is creepy. So, then we get, after that, we get to the final room before the Golden Chalice room. And it's a room where there's a candle. And they approach the candle, and it's, this is something that would, like, be in, like, The Legend of Zelda or something like that. Yeah, it felt like
Zelda a lot.
Where you approach the candle, and you see, and there's sharp shadows on the walls of the people. But then a shadow monster comes out.
It was kind of freaky.
Yeah. And he's able to lift up Dot by her shadow.
Yes.
And throw her across the room. And now the shadow monster itself does not look good.
No.
It's like, I don't know if they use 2D animation for this or it's just like a flat plane that they're animating. It doesn't look great. But so he throws Dot across the room. Dot is hanging on by her fingertips on this chasm. And Bob's about to try to fight the shadow monster, but then he sees Dot's going to fall, so he jumps over, saves her at the last minute.
Right.
They give each other a flirty smile, and Bob winks at her. So.
And Enzo's already been thrown across.
Yes.
So their last hope is with Mike TV.
Yes. And he's starting to back away. He's scared of the shadow monster. And then he
turns
and blows out the candle. It's like really dramatic. It's like da da da.
And then the eyes open up because eyes are white, then all of a sudden you can see them in the dark and they're like, "Hey, that's brilliant. You're a genius, Saul." Which it clearly wasn't. He was scared out of his mind. He just blew the candle out as he turned around.
I was still smart. I wasn't thinking of that. So then they get to the door, the final door, and they have to open it together as one, because that's the theme of the episode, work together. And so they get in there. It's the chalice room. They're about to get the chalice, but then there's a bunch of mirrors around the room, and their reflections come alive and come out of the mirror. And this part is really freaky.
Vampire clones.
Yeah, because they have no pupils, so they're just white eyes and vampire kind of teeth, sharpened teeth. And so it's scary. Like, it'd be scary for a little kid, I think.
Yeah, because you see what you think is almost like a reflection behind Bob, but it's actually
his
clone coming to get him.
It's funny because, you know, I've seen this before in a couple shows, but, you know, you usually the when your reflection comes alive, it comes out, and then you face off, and you start fighting. But as soon as Bob sees that his reflection has come alive, he jumps into the mirror.
And just tackles him and just, like, body slamming himself.
He goes into the mirror and just takes him on his home turf. It was great. So then Dot and her double are doing magic against each other. Dot tries to turn the double into a bottle. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. She comes back, and she turns Dot into a Picasso painting. And Dot can't recover from that.
Like, wow, she's pretty good.
Yeah, so, but then as they're fighting these guys, the users are outside the door because we hear the gargoyle head. He's talking to him. So they're like, we gotta hurry this up. So then Mike decides to take on Dot himself.
Yeah.
And how does he do it? He turns on a soap opera. Which scares her away.
Hospital of Love or
whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like General Hospital. Your prescription for love.
And she's like, jumps through the mirror and then which frees Dot, and they're like, oh, we gotta like work together and take on not each other or our clone, but help out the other person.
So Dot turns the evil Mike TV into a beach ball and kicks him through just punts him through the mirror. She does the same thing to Enzo. She didn't turn him into a beach ball, but she punts him through the mirror. And then finally Mike takes out evil Bob by showing him the commercial channel, all commercials all the time. So Bob runs away in fear also. So people are really scared of TV here.
Sorcery.
Mike TV does a Jack Nicholson impression.
Nice.
Then the users enter, and so they realize that they have to lift the glass casing on the chalice together, all four of them, to get it off. So they lift it off, but it kind of takes them – they use too much force, and they kind of fly backwards because they lifted it too hard.
Yeah.
And then the users come, and they grab the chalice. But then before they can pull it off the pedestal – Bob bats their hand away, and he gets the chalice. And you were like, Well, that's not fair. The users clearly won.
No, no, I was saying it's not fair because they did all the hard work of facing the vampire clones, and then the users just to come in scot-free and be like, let's get the chalice.
I thought you were saying it was unfair because they already touched it.
No, no, I was saying because it's like, you already beat the boss in Zelda, but then Ganondorf just swoops in and takes the the stone or heart or whatever from you, and you're like, what?
To be fair, though, I would get really ticked if I got to the prize and then the computer's like, nah.
You can't have it.
Yeah, it was level 66, by the way, so they went to go through 66 levels to get to that thing. So they barely win. So then we go back to normal in the city of Mainframe, and we do a cool shot that speeds through the city. It's from Bob's apartment all the way to the diner, and it's really cool. Like, they've rendered out this whole city, and it's not, you know, fantastic renders, it's not but horrible either. Yeah, but it's cool. And once again, it's a shot that you couldn't do elsewhere. So then they go back to the diner. They all apologize to Mike, and the camera's on a POV of Mike. So the camera's like attached to Mike's face. Mm-hmm. So he's looking at everybody. So another shot that you couldn't do. And finally they're like, Mike, we love you, but if you want to live to see another season, which, and so I don't know if this is a TV pun because he's a TV, right, or if this is a breaking the fourth wall pun. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to be in season two of Reboot, like, you need to stop doing the commercials. And so then Mike decides to turn himself off.
And he goes off the air and has that the thing that you would see on if... You don't really see it now.
Yeah, you don't see it anymore, yeah.
But you used to.
This is the end of our broadcast day, or it's a channel that's not functional.
And have the rainbow going.
Yeah,
and
yep. But it also, in the center, you know, sometimes in those they have an image in the center. And in the center of this was an image of a Bob Ross binome coloring with chalk. So they're all over the place, man. They're just cramming everything in here. It's so great. I love it. So yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, no, it was a refreshing episode after the last one.
Yeah, where it's just more characters are being characters than just Enzo.
Right.
We are helping. Okay, guys, we want you to follow along in this show with us and give us some feedback, and you can do that. We have our email address in the closing credits. If you want to follow along with us, the show is available for purchase on iTunes, but it's also available to watch for free legally at shoutfactory.tv or is it shoutfactorytv.com? One of those. Just type in Reboot Shout Factory on Google and you'll find it. They have the official license and they've put the entire series up there for free, so you can watch it there and follow along with us. So until next time, I'm Evan David.
And I'm John Mitchell.
And we'll see you later. Thanks for listening to the Welcome to Mainframe podcast, hosted by Evan David and John Mitchell. You've heard from us, now we'd love to hear from you. Drop us an email or voice message at welcometomainframe@gmail.com. Dare to venture out onto the web and visit our site at welcometomainframe.com. Welcome to Mainframe is a proud member of the Relevant to Your Interests podcast network.